News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I know our work has not only helped so many Americans, it has inspired so many Americans, especially so many young people out there, to believe that you can make a difference, to hitch your wagon to something bigger than yourselves. Let me tell you, this generation coming up, unselfish, altruistic, creative, patriotic, I've seen you in every corner of the country. You believe in a fair and just and inclusive America. You know that constant change has been America's hallmark, that it's not something to fear, but something to embrace. You are willing to carry this hard work of democracy forward. You'll soon outnumber all of us, and I believe as a result, the future is in good hands.
And that was Barack Obama in his farewell speech. And now, Shane, he is coming to Dublin. The former US president will take to the stage at the Three Arena on Friday, September 26th, for an evening with President Barack Obama. Tickets can cost up to $2,000, and that's for a VIP package, but they aren't cheap. What do you make of it?
It wouldn't be for me, I have to say. I wouldn't walk down to the end of the road to see it. Maybe I'm being harsh here, and maybe I'm being unfair. I just feel there's something. I think it diminishes politics, the idea of a former president going around the world doing a promotional tour, writing books, and he and his wife writing books and, you know, selling mugs and candles off the back of it. To me, that isn't what public service is about. That's not what politics is about. And for me, like, he's talking about hitching your wagon. Is that what we've hitched our wagon to now? To me, it diminishes politics. I don't like the idea, but I think there's something vulgar about it.
I think a couple of things. I think, first of all, I wouldn't pay the $2,000. I think there are cheaper packages, but that's the thing.
There are. I mean, to be fair, we should say, I think there are tickets do start at €25. We should.
I wonder how many are going at that price. No one is under pressure. You don't have to go.
No, you don't
have to pay. So I think there's that. But I don't really agree with you, because I think a lot of people would like to hear him speak. And I also think, considering where politics is at on a global stage, this is one of the least diminishing things that has occurred when you hold it up and compare it to all the other diminishing things.
Yeah, but does it not all feed into that? Is that like,
I don't know,
do
that this is the same thing.
Do we not end up with the likes of Donald Trump because politics has failed?
Because it's commodified.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the same thing. And Donald Trump, I don't think this is as Donald Trump is selling a cologne and selling
he's selling mugs,
iPhones.
He's selling mugs and candles
and baseball caps.
Mugs and candles. Is that different?
I don't think it is. To me,
this is a guy we were all going to believe. The audacity of hope. Or the hope of audacity, I'm not sure which. He was going to change the world, and now he's doing tours and
maybe we were naive
mugs
to think that.
And candles.
I think pay the money if you want to go. I think that,
and I don't think this is any more diminishing.
I think maybe we have realised, and maybe it's okay that the scales fall from our eyes, and let's mix our metaphors and say that we realise politicians have very big feet of clay. But let us know what you think. Would you pay the money, first of all? And do you agree with Shane? Do you think the fact that he is on tour and you pay tickets to see the man like an act, I guess, like any other concert, that is an issue in terms of diminishing politics? I'm not sure that I agree with you, but let us know what you think out there this morning. And also, would you go? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.